Okay. Today is Daf Mem Ches, or Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis by the two dots. Right, today's Daf is just a lot of takus, a lot of questions, no answer. We gotta get through today. Today's shiur was sponsored by Avrumi and Chavi Khan, Lila Nishmas Avrumi's father Moshe Eliezer Ben Benjamin Akoin. So we'll just read. It says Bein Habeinim Peshet Machat. Pazar, Vechashav, Vechafinos, Chaveros, Simon. Right, we said last year, the Shlah said, it's a segula to actually verbalize Simon. We don't know what that means, but no harm. Bar of Papa. Papa asked the following question. Bein habedim shemole chafnav mahu. What's the halacha? Yesterday we had a question. What's the halacha regarding bein habedim, the space in between your fingers, by the komet, by the kmitza? Is that considered part of the kmitza or not? We didn't really resolve that question. Didn't have an answer to that question. However, now the Gemara says, what about the space in between the Kohen Gadol's hands when he does the chafina on Yom Kippur?
It was a din in Suffolk.
We don't know the status. Right. But now the Gemara asked, what's the halacha when the Kohen Gadol sticks his hands into the pile of Ketores and grabs two handfuls, one in each hand? What is the status of the Ketores in between his fingers? What's that status? So the Gemara says, "My kami bayale." What was his papa's question? E gamar mole mole mehasam. If he held of the gzeira shava of mole mole from yesterday, hainuha. It's the same question. Because yesterday we said that the Gemara asked a question about whether or not it's mutter. We said it's not mutter to make a measuring cup to measure out the kmita. Can you do that for the chafina? So we said it depends. If you hold from a gzeira shava, then you can't. And if not, maybe you could. That led the Gemara to ask the question about in between the fingers. That led the Gemara to ask that question. Because you must do with kmita with your hands. You have no choice. You can't use a cup. And that led the Gemara to ask, Boy Rabbi Yeshua, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Boy Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Uziah, what about Bein HaBeinim? That was what prompted it. So now the Gemara is saying over here, you want to know about whether or not chafina is good between the fingers? It's the same thing as whether or not the kmitza is good. They go hand in hand. So the Gemara says, No, Rav Papa, hachi bayle. Here's what Rav Papa was asking. Mole chafnav vehevi b'inan. Is this a situation of, the Torah says, mole chafnav vehevi, meaning, do mole chafnav and bring it. Vaha ikka, and now it's okay. O Dilma, or maybe the Lokach Vehevi Bo'inan, there has to be a Lakicha, and as Rashi points out, there's no Kavana for the space in between your fingers. Therefore, Vahal Lekka. Therefore, you're lacking that aspect of Chafina, and regardless, even if you learn the Gzeira Shava, maybe over here there's a special aspect of Lakicha. It has to be kavana. You don't have kavana of what's going on in between your fingers. Therefore, v'leka. Therefore, it'll be no good. It should be no good. It should not be part of the ketoreth. And teku. We don't have an answer. Right. The point is, even if you learn the gzeira shava, and if you learn the gzeira shava, you might say, well, by kamitza, you know, no, it's unrelated, because by chafina there's a special aspect of lakicha, which overrides any comparison to kmitza, and we're stuck with the question, and therefore you don't have kavana for this area in between your fingers. Therefore, it would be an invalid part of the ketoreth and teku. No, I guess not. Teku. Next, Amar of Papa. Rav Papa said, "Pshitali, it's pasha to me that milo kumso, that the komet is kidakamti inchi, is the way people." The shear, the amount is a komet, is three fingers full. That's a normal amount. Now, Bar of Papa. So Papa asked the following question. Kamat Baroshe Etzbaosav. What if somebody did Kamitza with the tips of his fingers? Yesterday we translated these words to mean he did Kamitza not in his palm, or rather he made his fingers very, very short and had a very, very small amount. And we said, no, you can't do that. Now the Gemara is Rosh Hashanah here means something different. It means normally, the normal way to do Kamitza is you stick your hand into the pile of flour and you allow the flour to gather in your palm and your fingers are just there to close the deal. Now the Gemara is asking, what if you stick your hand into the flour and you use your fingers to not only close the deal, but to grab the flour as well? As opposed to letting your palm catch the flour and using your fingers just to close it. So you're doing it in a different way. But the end result is the same. Or milmata milmala. What's that? That's where you stick your hand backwards, palm facing up. You stick your hand palm facing up into the flour. Then you use your fingers to close up the flour in your hand. It's also not a normal way. The end result is the same. Oh, or minhatzdadin mahu. What about minhatzdadin? Minhatzdadin is very similar. That's where you stick your hand palm up, and instead of allowing your fingers to gather the flour, you put your hand so deep into the flour that it forms in your palm anyway. Those are all these cases. Mahu, what's the halacha? Teku. We don't know. Again, the end result is the same. However, you did it in an abnormal way. Amar Rav Papa, and that same thing by Chafina. Pshitali, it's pasha to me, that Malach Chafnav, that the fistful of Ketores, is Kidachafni Inchi, is the way normal people gather Ketores. Boy Rav Papa, so Rav Papa asked, Chafan Biroshi Etzbaosav, again, what if you, instead of allowing the palm to gather the Ketores, you do it with your fingers. You make your fingers do more of the work. Or Malmata Malmala. Again, the Kohen Gadol sticks his hand palm up into the Ketores and then uses his fingers to gather up. You're not using three fingers, you're using your whole fist here. Or Minatzad Mahu. Or again, Minatzad means you stick your hand into the Ketores palm up and you stick it in so deep that by virtue of the fact that your hand is in there so deep, the Ketores forms on your palm, and then you close your hand. Or a few more cases, Chafen Bezu Ubezu. Let's say you do them at different times. But it's two handfuls, right? So let's say you do them at different times. You don't do them together. Or the Karven Zeitzel Zeh, and then you bring them next to each other. Mahu, what's the halacha? Teku, we don't know. Next. The whole daf is going to be the whole. We're starting Memches now. The whole Memches is the same questions over and over again. By Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked the following question: Davke lekometz b'defunya demana mai. If somebody took kometz and stuck it to the side of a kli, what's halacha? So what happens is as follows: There's a big kli of flour by kamitza. The kohen will take a kamitza full and put it into a different kli sharis. And then he'll take that kli sharis with the kamitza full and bring that to the mizbeach. So instead of just putting the flour into the kli sharis, what he did was he stuck it to the side of the kli, and it stuck there to the side of the kli. Is that a good putting into the kli sharis? That's the Gemara's question. Davke lekometz bedofnei demana. If you stuck the kometz to the side of the wall of the kli, is that good? Mai, what's the halacha? Toch kli ba'inan. All we need is that it's in the kli, and you have that. V'ha'ikah, you have that. Odilma, or maybe hanacha besocho kisikno ba'inan. Maybe you have to put it in a normal way. And v'leku, you don't have that. V'ha'leku, you don't have that. And teku, it's a teku. Question? No? Right. Take is not the same thing. Take is, we don't know. But take is not, take is not, we sometimes will treat it as a suffix. Like the Rambam has a lot of, there's a lot of, you know, little letters telling you what the Rambam holds. He's all being machmir. Because you can't be makel when you have a tefillah, because you don't know. Right, that's different than in
something is this category.
Exactly. Like a bit like Banish Mashmash is the classic tefillah. Right, 100%. Boy Mar Bar Ravashi. Mar Bar Ravashi asked the following question. Ufche lumana, if somebody turned the kli upside down, the davke lekomet, and he's put the komates in, ba'ari isei demana, on the upside down portion of the kli. Right, the Rashi says that upside down portion must have a little bit of a base kivel. I guess like an indented stem or something. So it has a little bit of a base kivel. So can you do that? And then you're going to bring that upside down kli with the komates inside it. You're going to bring that to the mizbeach. Mahu. What's the halacha? Hanacha b'socho b'inon. Does it have to be hanacha in this kli? Va'ikah. And you have that. Odilma, or maybe hanacha kesikto b'inon. The hanacha has to be proper, normal. V'leka. You don't have that. And again, teku. It's unresolved. Now, this one's going to be resolved. By Rav Papa. Papa asks the question. Malach Chafnav, when we grab two handfuls of this Ketores, Sha'abru, that we said, Mechukos, is it level? Oh, Gedushos, or is it heaping? Amalei, Rav Ava, Rav Ashi, Tashma, we have a Braisa, Malach Chafnav, Sha'abru, the Malach Chafnav that we said, Lo Mechukos, it's not level, Lo Gedushos, it's not heaping, Ela Tefufos, rather it is, Tefufos is rounded. Rashi says, Tefufos, it's lashon davar tzaf gavoa maat. It should be a little bit full, rounded but a little bit full. It's very very. There's nothing to say about these cases. They're just very straightforward. These takes are very straightforward. Nothing to say. Nothing more to say. Tanan hasam. This is a little bit interesting. Tanan hasam. We looked over there as follows. Nishbach adam ala ritzpa. Let's say, we're talking about a carbon now. So, the halacha is that when a carbon is shechted, you have to grab the dam, the life blood, as it's coming out. That's a procedure. Shechit is number one, Kabbalah is number two, halacha, you bring it to the mizbeach, and number four is zerika. So, you have, those are the four avodos that apply, the blood avodos that apply to an animal. You have to grab, you have to catch the blood as it's coming out of the kli. Let's say you didn't do that. You forgot. So, Nishbach Adam ala Ritzpa. The dam fell on the floor. What? Shechita is not a avodah. That's true. Could be done by Ezra. Right. So, Nishbach Adam ala Ritzpa. If the blood fell on the floor, the asifu, and you gathered it up, puzzle. That's puzzle. Why? Because the halacha is, it must touch that kli. So if, min ha-kli ala Ritzpa, let's say you caught it all, and then you bumped, and it spilled. So then it went from the kli to the floor, the asfo, and you gathered it up. Kosher, that's okay. That's okay. Why? Because it once touched the kli. That's the halacha. Has to be accepted into a kli. Once it's accepted into a kli, then if it falls, okay. Now, menahani mili, how do you know this? The Tana Rabbanan, because it says, v'lokach midam hapar. It says in the pasuk, if anybody has the what pasuk is it? It's in Vayikra Dalid. Pasuk A. So it says V'lokach haKohen haMashiach midam haPar, and the Kohen, the anointed Kohen, will take from the blood of the Par. V'heviyos al Olmoid, and I'll bring it to the Olmoid. So the Gemara leaves out the middle words. The Gemara leaves out V'lokach. The Gemara leaves out the words haKohen haMashiach. So V'lokach midam haPar. The word mem, mi dam hapar, always signifies from part of the blood, not all the blood. Right? From the me dam, from the blood of the par, but not all the blood. But the Gemara is going to say, that's not true. It's not true that you can just get some of the blood, you have to try to get all of it. Therefore, the Gemara is going to take this mem and stick it in front of the word par. And the Gemara is going to say, you can do that. You can do such a thing. So, v'lokach mi dam hapar, mi dam hanefesh. It's talking about dam hanefesh, the lifeblood of the par, the lo midam ha'or, not dam from the skin. Rashi says that's the first blood that comes out before you even get to the esophagus and the trachea. Before you even get to the simonim, that's not that blood. However, the dam hanefesh. V'lo dami dama tamsitz, not blood that drips. That's after all the lifeblood comes out, this dripping, not that blood either. We want the lifeblood. Midam hapar, so it says in the pasuk, midam hapar, from the blood of the par, which would imply, but not all of it, we change that to read, dam mehapar. All the dam mehapar, from the par. So we're changing it. Yikablenu. And you have to receive all the blood from this par. Because if you want to read the Torah the way it said, normal, then midam bafilu mitzas dam. I would think you don't have to get it all. It says midam hapar. I would say midam v'lo kol dam, and that's not true. For Amar of Yehuda, Yehuda said hamakabel. If somebody receives the dam, tzarek sheyakabel is kol dam v'lo par. Ideally, you have to try to get all the dam. Shenemar, if he has kol dam hapar, yishafach el yisad ha-mizbeach. All the dam you're going to sprinkle on the mizbeach. All of them you're going to pour on the mizbeach. It's not really accurate either, because some dam you sprinkle. But the idea is, all the dam should be caught. Ella, rather, shma mina, it must be Uriah, my midam hapar. What does it mean, midam hapar? What does that mean? It means, dam me hapar yikavlenu. It means you should gather all the dam from the par. All the dam may have par from the par. Vikasavar, and he holds that geruin umosifin vidarshin. Difficult. You can move around the letters and then darshin them. This is what we just did. We took the mem, we took it away from the word dam, we put it next to the word par. Right, so all the mefarshim say over here, this is not just an arbitrary. You can do this with all Torah. You can make it into whatever you want. It's not an arbitrary use of the Hebrew language. It's not what it is. It's more than the Malbim says. It's based on the grammar. I didn't understand it. This same Gemara appears in Zvachim, and again over there they have this long Tosas over here. This Tosas over here of Geruin goes through why it's not just some arbitrary some random. It's not. It's more than that. It's deeper than that. And anyway, that's what they did over here. All this is leading up to the following question. So what did we find? What did we say? If the blood falls on the floor, it's no good. But if it falls into a kli first, and then it falls onto the floor, that's okay. So Bar of Papa, what about the ketores? Nispadzer ketores. What about the ketores in your hands? And now it fell out of your hands. It got all dispersed. It fell out of your hands. It fell onto the floor. Nispadzer ketores bimalei chafnav. If the ketores fell onto the floor, scattered around after you had already grabbed two handfuls. Mahu, what's the halacha? Rashi points out, of course, we're not asking this question by Kometz. Because by Kometz, there's no shaila that it'll be puzzle. The only reason why the question over here is off the ground is because we said yesterday that me'ikar adin, you don't need a kli for the malach hafnav. You don't have to put it into a kli. The reason you have to put it into a kli is because otherwise it's impossible. It's impossible to get it from the way you are into the Kodesh Kedoshim without it. Because you have two hands. You only have two hands. So it's impossible. But Mikra Din, you don't need a Kli. So the Ketores and the Kometz are different. The Kometz needs a Kli. When you grab the Kometz, you must put it into another Kli Sharetz and carry that over to the Mizbeah. That's a given. That's part of the procedure. The Kemitza parallels the Shechita. You have the Kemitza, which is the Shechita. You have the putting it into the kli, which is the kabbalah. You have walking it over, which is the holacha, and then you have burning it on the mizbeach, which is the same thing as the zrika. So the kemitza parallels a carbon, the blood of Odas. They parallel each other. So you have the, so by kemitza there's no shaila that if it fell on the floor it'd be no good. It's just like the dam falling on the floor. It's no shaila. The only question: what about by the malach chafnav, where you don't need the kli. You don't need the kli. You need the kli because of practical reasons. There's no other way to do it. Doesn't have the same status as a kemitza. So the Gemara doesn't ask that question by kemitza. But the Gemara asks it over here. Mahu, what's the halacha? Yad kitzaver behema dami. Is your hand like the neck of the animal? Meaning, just like if the dam falls off the neck of the animal onto the floor, it's no good. So too, if it falls into your hand, and then it falls onto the floor, it's no good. Because your hand doesn't have any status of a kli yet. So it's just like it fell onto the floor. And therefore it's going to be no good. Upsula, and it'll be no good. Odilma, or maybe, klishares dummy. It's just like a klishares. Why? Because this side, velo psula, and it's not puzzle. Take it, we don't know. What's the havamina? Because I don't need the kli. The kli is just there to help me. So therefore, once it goes in my hand, that's the same thing as going to the kli. Now it falls on the floor, I can pick it up. And that's take it. We don't know the answer to that question. So how can we not have an answer to that question? If we just said a minute ago that the kli is just not necessary, it's just there to help me out, otherwise I only have two hands. So the answer is, because it's true, once you have one, that has to be Mekadosh now. Now that we've set up a procedure where every Kohen has a kli, because he can't carry everything in one hand, it's impossible. Let's take it on the status of Kedusha, and now it has to go into that kli. Mikra Rezin doesn't have to. But once we have it, that's what sanctifies it. And therefore, if it falls off my hands into the floor, I blew it. Okay. Boy Rav Papa. Rav Papa says as follows. Chishe b'chafinas ketores mahu. What if somebody has improper thoughts while he's grabbing the ketores? We know that while you're doing any of the blood of Odos, you're not allowed to have an improper thought. Like you're shechting this carbon, you know what? I can't wait to eat this 3 days from now. You can't eat it 3 days from now. Or I can't wait to bring the dam outside. Well, you're not allowed to do it. By chutz mikomo, chutz mizmano, all this immediately passes to carbon. It immediately passes the carbon becomes puzzle, that's called piggle. Right, there's two things. There's piggle, and then there's chutz, and then there's other machshavos that passel. Piggle is only a specific one. But any of these machshavos passel the carbon. So is the same thing applied by while you're doing the chafina for the ketores? I'm picking up the ketores. The kohen gadol is picking up the ketores, and he's thinking, I can't wait to be matir this in 4 days from now. But it has to be matir in the next 2 hours. It has to be matir from kippur. Can't do this on another day. The same rule apply. Same piggle rules apply. The Gemara is going to say, yes, they do apply. Mahu, what's the halacha? Miyam rinan, do we say, yalith, male, male, mimincha, that we learn out yalith, yalith, mimincha, mahasam, mahanya ba machshava, so too by a carbon mincha also. It's not just by blood, even by carbon mincha. There's such a thing as a piggle. Hachanami, here also, mahanya ba machshava, the machshava works, and it can root it. And there's such a thing as piggle by ketores. Olo or not? Right, that's the question. So Amale, Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, Rav Papa, Toshma, listen to this. Hosef Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva added on to other psulin from Akshavos. Ha Soles, decides to change it. Ha Soles, Ha Ketores, Ha Lavona, Ha Gachalim. All these things, not regarding psul, all these things, they're all things that are in a bowl. They're all things that are in a bowl, and like for example, ketores. Ketores is made up of fine flour, so they're all in a bowl. So soles, ketores, lavona is what they put on the one of the spices. Zagachala and the coals. She'im noga tful yom b'miksasan, pasul es kulam. Let's say you have a bowl of coals, and I touch one coal. So Rabbi Akiva said, you know what? The whole thing, your tameh, the whole thing, the whole bowl becomes tameh. I just touched one coal. I didn't touch the whole thing. I touched one part of the ketores. One little part. So fine, so the surrounding ones also maybe. What about the other side of the bowl? I didn't touch that. It's not a loaf of bread. I touched one thing, the whole loaf of bread becomes tameh. I touched one coal. No, so Rabbi Akiva said, no, that's true. The whole thing becomes tameh. We keep adding on. All these things become tamei. Flour, ketores, lavona, the coals. Right? She'im naga tful yom b'miksasan. Pasul es kulan. The whole thing becomes pasul. What do you see? Why does that true? Kasol kadaitach. What do you see? Mid the pasul tful yom, pasul nami lina. If a tful yom can pasul the whole thing, then it gets pasul by staying overnight. Wait, what's the connection? Because what Rabbi Akiva is saying is, once you put something into a klisharis, it now has kedusha because you put it into a klisharis, so it's considered like one item. It's now in that klisharis. So if you touch one coal, you touch the whole thing because the klisharis is mekadesh it. If that's true, then it gets possible by staying overnight. Why? Because anything in a Kli Shaaretz that stays overnight becomes possible with Lina. They go hand in hand. They go hand in hand. The whole issue is Kli Shaaretz. Once it's in a Kli Shaaretz, the whole thing has Kedusha. So if you touch one coal, there's 40 coals in this bowl. I only touch one. Doesn't make a difference. Kli Shaaretz is Mekadosh the whole thing. It's like one unit. You touch one, you ruin the whole thing. The whole thing becomes possible. If it's in a Kli Shaaretz and it's Mekadosh like a Kli Shaaretz, then you know what happens? It's possible with Lina. That's the rule. The rule is anything in a Kli Shaaretz is possible with Lina. That's the question about the Kiar. Is the water, is it Kiar a Kli Shaaretz or not? We didn't know. It goes back and forth. We weren't sure. But if it's certainly a Kli Shaaretz, no Shiloh becomes possible with Lina. So far, so good? Umid the Lina Pasla, since it's possible with Lina, Pasla Naive Machshava. Right? If all this is true, then the same rule will apply and you can pass it with even thinking about it. Even you can pass it with machshav, with pibble. So once it's in this Kli Shaaretz, it has all these rules and it can pass it with Kli Shaaretz. Can pass it with pibble machshavas. That's a good raya. Rashi says, why does the Gemara have to go through this whole crazy limud of Tfuyom, to Lina, to Kli Shaaretz, to pibble? There's a Mefarish or Mishnah in Me'ilah that says, Hakomeid v'akatoreid v'amilchetz kahanim molin behen. You can do meal on Ktoris. If you can do meal on Ktoris, doesn't it mean that it's Kodesh? If you can do meal on something, Rashi says, Umisha hug the shu kachubukli, hokshu lives up at full yom. Umi the chutzar kipur, ubalina. Fahacha dachik lazvuya because like that's full yom. Rashi says, I don't know why the Gemara had to go through this limud when there's a Beferish Mishnah and Mesechta's Me'ilah that says that you can passel a tful, that you could be over on Me'ilah on Ketores. If you could be over Me'ilah, it's certainly Kedusha. If it's certainly Kedusha, it's Tful Yom, and Lina, and Piggle. It all goes hand in hand. So why did the Gemara have to go through a whole long, convoluted limud, have a Beferish Mishnah and Mesechta's Me'ilah? Rashi doesn't answer it. So the Beferish answer, that Ketores that Rashi was referring to, that the Mishnah and Me'ilah was referring to, was the daily Ketores. The Yom Kippur Ketores is different, and maybe I wouldn't have known that even the Yom Kippur Ketores, why wouldn't I know? Why are they different? Maybe they're different. That's what some of the Mefarshim try to answer for Rashi. Okay. Next. Listen to this one. Why Rav Papa? Rav Papa says, Chishev v'chetiyas g'cholim mahu. What if you have an improper machshava when you are getting the coals ready? You're up on the mizbeach there, picking out the coals that you're going to use to burn the ketores. Presumably, it's on Yom Kippur. What about then? You have a puzzle. Mahu? What's the halacha? Machshiri mitzvah k'mitzvah dummy? Is the hechsher mitzvah part of the mitzvah? Olo or not? And the Gemara says teku. So I was trying to find, like, what about by a regular animal? What about if the Kohen said, oh, I can't wait, I'm going to have this animal and I'm going to shechet it in a few hours and then I'm going to eat the meat a week from now? Would that be puzzle? As pigle? As hechsher, right? You're getting ready. Same parallel. Would that be puzzle as pigle? You didn't do anything. I don't know why the take. There's no flushing out here. Just a one-liner.
Why is it parallel to the Pesach?
Yeah. Right. Right, it was a wrong machshava, it's considered invalid. When do you have the wrong machshava? Well, let's say you buy the animal.
Because you didn't know that they're slaughtering one corpse to the other.
Right, so then you did something.
No, before. Before the slaughter, I'm bringing, instead of a Pesach korban, I'm bringing.
Because we said over there, because the Pesach korban has to be designated. The designation is important. Well, that's the designation. I'm buying this for this, and I'm buying that for that. So they have to be bought, they have to be designated for the proper carbon. We're not talking about that. I'm talking about an avoda. So when a Kohen does an avoda, he can't have an improper machshava. That's a separate issue. Let's say he has an improper machshava. So then what happens? The whole thing becomes puzzle. So by the way, the Kohen has to reimburse the Baal. The Kohen has to pay the Baal back. The Baal brought a very nice carbon, and the Kohen ruined it. Right? But that's Choshen Mishpat. So that's a Gemara's question, right? So what about over here?
No, but here that is when you pick up the coals.
Yeah.
Right? You make the coals pick. I mean, once it goes into
Right, so Rashi says, la top line, mitzvah dami, the last line, the last two words, v'havalei ki mechashe va'avoda. It's like you're mechashe by an avoda. It's too far away.
Yeah.
Nobody would think that's a problem. But so there's no parallel.
Right.
There's no parallel.
Is it similar to picking up the Torah?
Or is it similar to getting the knife? Go get the knife. Right? Is it similar to that? So when anyone thinks that's no good, that's piggle. You're getting the knife from the Lishkas HaKnives, and you're going to go bring... What do you mean?
So far, is having an improper...
He's having an improper makshava when he's doing the hechsher to go do the That's
no, he's picking up. No, the hechsher is not the hechsher. The hechsher is for the guitar. He's
right.
Picking up the coals. And the coals require the same level.
But the Gemara is assuming that the coal is a hechsher for the guitarist. How am I burning this guitarist if I don't have a coal, if I don't have fire? Okay, so go get some fire. How am I shackling this animal if I don't have a knife? Right? It's not going
to
happen.
What happens to the coals when it's picked up by the shovel?
Does it change? That's the Gemara's question. So it must be more than just.
Right.
So I was thinking, is there any parallel by a carbon or by a mincha that it's like a one liner here? And you would think there's such ramifications because there are so many things that could be hashem mitzvah. No, I guess not. Okay, it's food for thought. It's very short daf. Okay, next. Boy b'nei merav sheishas. This goes back to what we said yesterday, Rabbi. This goes back to all yesterday. Halacha b'smol mahu. What if you carry? Rashi said, what are you carrying? You're carrying dam in your left hand. No, you're carrying dam. Yeah, halacha is dam. Rashi says you're carrying dam. What if you carry dam in your left hand? Now, you carry dam in your left hand. We know that generally, a vodu with your left hand is no good. You're not allowed to do a vodu with your left hand. However, we said yesterday that he would carry the incense, the ketores, in his left hand. Right? We said yesterday. He carried the coals in his right hand, the ketores in his left hand. So what if you carry an adam in your left hand? So Rashi says, of course he knew about yesterday's Gemara, the Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet knew yesterday's Gemara. So Rav Sheshet's question, we know that the left hand's puzzle. We know that yesterday, we already asked this yesterday. How can it be left hand is puzzle? And we said, well, maybe the ketores is not really a voda, it's only the Rabbanon, or we had all these answers. There's no other way out. What are you supposed to do? We had all these. So Rav Sheshet knew all that. So what was Rav Sheshet's question? Rav Sheshet's question was, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that the Kohen has to do halacha. It doesn't say that anywhere. It has to be done that way because shechita is done in point A and the zrika is done in point B. So how do you get there from point A to point B? It must be halacha. It must be it's special. But it doesn't say anywhere that a kohen does it. So could that be done with the left hand or not? That was Rav Sheshet's question. He would not ask this question by something else. He wouldn't ask it. But only by halacha is the question. He wouldn't ask, can you do the zrika? That's for sure you can't. He wouldn't ask about yesterday. Yesterday's a whole separate story. The whole question is halacha. That's Rashi's shot. Could halacha be done with the left hand? It doesn't say anywhere that a coin's doing halacha. Why? Maybe you can do it with the left hand? We see already left hand's a little bit, like Rabbi Nun pointed out yesterday. The malachas is done with both hands. There is such an aspect of a left handed avoda. So could it be done with the left hand? That was his question. Bar Rav Sheshet. Halacha b'smal mahu. So amalu Rav Sheshet, tini suha. I can bring you a raya. Not to let a machta be mirror b'sakaf b'smala. Right? Carried the ketores in his left hand. So what do you see? I can carry the blood in my left hand. Oh, we're going to ask more on this tomorrow. We're going to leave it hanging. We're going to ask more on this tomorrow. But that's what he says right now. But why not? I can carry the ketores in my left hand. Why can't I carry the blood in my left hand? So the Gemara asked, "V'nifsho lohu mehaditnan? Why didn't you ask from a different Beferish Mishnah? Why did you ask from here, a different place, when it says Haregel Shayamin b'smol?" When they used to bring the carbon tablet, we had this already, but they used to bring all the pieces, all the parts of the carbon tablet up the ramp. So the right regel, the regel shel yamin of the animal, was carried up by the guy's left hand. And ubeis oro lechutz, and the hide was facing outward. It wasn't kavod to have the incision, the open, the cut area facing the open. So it would be facing the cord's body, and the oro, the hide, the skin, was facing outward. Okay, that's a separate thing. So you see over here, he carried up on his left hand. Right, we said that the head was always first, the head is the most chashuv, and there was a machalak, what the order was. So whatever the order is, Someone's carrying up the right leg of the animal in his left hand. So if a left-handed avoda right here. So the Gemara says, no, imei hasim, if it was from there, havamina, I would think, hani mili holacha deloma akva kapara. Nah, that's because there's no kapara here. Right? This avoda has nothing to do with kapara. It's part of the process of the carbon tomid. It's not a vote, it's not kapara. Aval holacha deloma kapara. But there's a halacha that it's part of a kapara process. Lo, I would say for sure not. The ketores is kapara. The dam is usually a kapara. So maybe then you can't do it with your left hand. Kamash Milan, that's why Rav Sheish has brought his raya from yesterday's Gemara that the left hand's okay because you can't bring a raya from here. From the carrying up the Talmud, which has nothing to do with Kapara. You'd rather bring a Raya from the Ketores, which has to do with Kapara. That's it. We'll stop now, because the daf is over. We'll stop now, and this is going to be, we're not done yet. We're not done with this story. We're stopping in the middle. We're not done, and we'll have more of it tomorrow. I don't remember. Right, but I think you're right. The only time we have a left-handed avoda is when the right hand's doing something else. You're right. It's a good observation. That might be more tomorrow's discussion, but you're right. It's a good observation. Okay, so today was mamish tatara lishma, very, very hard, hard daf, and we go over, try to give it some life, and tomorrow we'll go on, and everyone have a good day.